following program is sponsored by Frankie Boyer, who is responsible for its content. Before beginning any health or fitness practice, consult your personal physician.
You're heading for a breakdown. Why don't you pull yourself to pieces?
Keeping you healthy from coast to coast, this is the Frankie Boyer Show.
Frankie Boyer Show.
There's some very strange people practicing medicine these days.
This is the Frankie Boyer Show.
It's medically impossible.
Your voice for healthy living.
And welcome. It is Frankie Boyer, and my goodness, we were just saying it has been a very long time since we've been in person, but I am so thrilled today to welcome to the airwaves a fellow talk show host who's been doing his radio show. He outdoes me because he's been doing this for decades and decades and decades and decades, as I only have half that time with all of you on air. But he has been a passionate voice for all of us about nutritional medicine. And Dr. K, and his name is Kobaba, Dr. David Kobaba, has worked with patients from all walks of life, guiding them towards sustainable health through personalized care. And isn't that what it's about? Education. And a deep, deep respect for the body's natural healing abilities. His mission is simple: to inspire, educate, and equip people with the tools they need to take charge of their health without being dependent on excessive medications or invasive procedures. Dr. K, welcome to the program.
Good to be with you. Good to be with you. Kindred spirits, I'm afraid. We were stumped
Absolutely. I love that. We were. Your new book, wow. This is really something. It's very exciting. It's called The Caveman Way to Get Healthier. And it's the original way. And how did this concept, and tell me how the book unfolded.
Yeah, it's there's a little quote that I mentioned on a radio show in Chicago, Health Quest Radio, by name. Sometimes we need to go back to move forward. The original title to the book was Honoring Your Body's Divine Design. It's kind of like to respect wherever we came from. We had a master creator, and he makes no mistakes, and he gives us a free will. And a lot has happened since early man till today. And so as I was thinking about the craziness of the world today, and I'm sure we're going to get into it today, I was just thinking at the same time, sometimes we need to go back and recollect some of the goodness, yeah, what even we remember within our time living on the planet, and bring it forward. So that was the impetus in its most simple form.
So your story is a delightful story of a fisherman, and he finds a caveman when he's fishing. And the caveman comes to life, and it's so sweet, but it's so poignant at the same time. And I have to tell you, as I was reading this, I have been out of my, Ted, I don't know about the, is there interference as I'm talking? Because it's so bad on my end, but I'll keep going. As I was reading this, the caveman is gathering his daffodils. I realized, dandelions. I realized that I haven't had my dandelion tea in a very long time, and I had to order it as I'm reading your book. And I said I really miss it because I used to drink it in the winter. Because I don't drink coffee. It is so important for us to not forget where we came from and what's really important. And you have given us 15 15 instructions. Instructions for our life. 15 to really and take care to take care of us. And I want to begin with the number one instruction in your book. Is it 15 or are there? Yeah, 15. Let's begin with the number one. What is number one in your care list?
Well, you know, if you wouldn't mind, I would love to fill in where we're going with this, because there was our 15 care instructions, Frankie, and it comes from where we are today and why we're so messed up. I mean, America makes up, 4.73% of the world population, but we're using over 85% of the world's medication. And that means that 95% of...
Say that again. That's insane.
No,
say that again.
Just think. Well, okay. America makes up less than 5% of the world population. We're using over 85% of the world's supply of medication, which means 95% of the world population is using the leftover 15% of the world's medication. And we're in 54th place when it comes to original health, with 53 other countries that are living much longer than we're living in this country, using less than 15% of the pharmaceuticals out there. So some of the impetus of the book in getting these care instructions is all about to say, well, where are we now, that maybe we just need to go in the opposite direction. How about that? Just do the opposite.
So let me tell you something. Years ago, the great mentor in my life, Burton Goldberg, and Burton used to say, I am not deficient in medication. I am not deficient in aspirin.
Yes.
I am not deficient in Benadryl. Why are we putting things in our body that we're not deficient in? And I absolutely, absolutely love that he used to make me aware of that. This is like 20-something years ago, Dr. K. 20-something years ago. So I talk a lot about the freedom that we have to make choices. We're not doing a very good job with our pocketbooks today. We're just not. We're spending much too much money on garbage. We're allowing our country to export products because they're so gross that they have to make a special product to export it, where we're getting the crap part of the products. So this is not right, and we're not sitting ducks. We have to be verbal and vocal. We'll be back. He's for the full hour. It's called The Caveman Way to Get Healthy and then -ER. Very fun play on the words. And give us the best website, Doc, as we go to break.
Sure. It's thecavemanway.net. Picture a caveman with a net. Thecavemanway.net.
We'll be right back for the full hour. We will get into all of it. We are ready to unravel. What did the caveman do that we can do today? So much. Where do you hear it all? You don't want to miss a minute of it. I'm Frankie Boyer. Hey, by the way, now on podcast, wherever you get your podcast. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Frankie Boyer Show continues. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. And I have to tell you that this new book Dr. K has written, I just am loving this book. It's called The Caveman Way. And the website is, go ahead and give it, Dr. K.
Yeah, it's thecavemanway.net. But you're mispronouncing the whole title, Frankie. I don't know what your deal is. It's The Caveman Way to Get Healthier.
Healthier.
No, it's healthier. And there's a reason for that. We're going to cover that a
little
later.
Okay, tell us what the reason is.
Okay,
well, you want to get into it later?
Well, what I wanted to bring up...
Whenever you want to do it.
Well, here's the thing. They say, and I researched this quite extent, that less than 3% of self-help books really hit the target. And most of the time, it's sitting on a bookshelf somewhere, or you give it as a gift if it's not too bent up. But you know how things go. And coming up with the idea for the book, I thought I wanted a book that people are gonna. I want to help people get to a place they would never have gotten to had they not, let's say, read this book, or in some cases, listened to your show or my show, because you're wanting to help transform people's lives. So I decided to write this book underneath the three major excuses people use to get on with their life and get healthier, and that is time constraints, energy constraints, and money constraints. So my big deal writing this book, how can I write a book under the excuse threshold of time, energy, money? And that's what this book was all about.
Absolutely.
It's writing it so that people can't use an excuse for not getting to something because I don't have the time today. Otherwise, I would have walked. If I had the energy, I would have done this. And if I had the money, I would buy myself a Peloton. And so I think it's a great idea. Pulling it off was another thing. But if you want to go somewhere a little bit dicey, I'd like to do a little exercise with you, if you don't mind. Faithful listeners,
please.
Like I do, you've been on the air for years. I think you're ready for this, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. I'm not doing a radio show on you. I'm the guest here, but here we go. Frankie, are you perfect at anything?
No.
All right. I happen to know one thing you're probably perfect at. May I do the exercise with you? Okay?
Okay.
Here we go. And I'm being facetious, but I'm not being facetious all at the same time. So answer the question, please. How many times in the last 12 months, in last year, have you mistakenly left your home, been driving your car, walking through the neighborhood, and you discover, quite alarmingly, you're totally naked? Now, you forgot to dress is what I'm saying. You're not doing it on purpose.
Yeah.
You forgot. How many times in a year?
I didn't. Zero.
No, okay, how many times in 20 years?
Zero.
How many times in 40 years and we're done?
Zero.
Okay, so you, from a human point of view, you are perfect at doing that one thing. You never left your house without... Think about it. You may dither about what you want to wear for the day because you want to wear red or blue or green, but you never left your house without clothes. Well, here's a question. What would happen if we attached that perfection to something else you're not perfect at, that you could become just as perfect at? Because when you leave the house with clothes on, you're not thinking about getting your clothes on. You're not reminding yourself to get dressed. You know before you hit the door. I mean, I was in law enforcement for a time, and every emergency that I went on, houses burning or whatever, I never saw anybody out in the street nude. So even in emergencies, people put their clothes on. So when we wrote the book, and this is why I'm asking you the question, why I think it's important, would it be neat if we could make some of the care instructions that I placed in this book titled The Caveman Way to Get Healthier, if we could just get the meaning one more thing to perfection without thinking it requires time, energy, money? Here's my question for your listeners. Who's been wanting and waiting to do something that they haven't gotten to because of procrastination, time, energy, money? Almost every one of us can relate to that. So that was the core motivation of the book. Rather than buy another stupid self-help book that you're going to give to somebody as a gift because you never, you know, broke through it, this is a book that you will actually open. And here's the weird thing that will give a publisher bad dreams. We tell you at the beginning of the book, do not read the book through. Do not read the book through. That's the instruction of this book. Why? People blast through a book, unchanged by the book, go on with their lives, living in procrastination, limited by time and your money. So the first part of this book, as you know, as you mentioned it, is about a caveman. It's an allegory. Actually, it's the original natural health allegory, and you suggested at the beginning of the show, it's a Neanderthal guide for regaining health naturally, meaning that what were they doing years ago, early man? But I always thought through anthropology, people that lived, the early man lived a short life. But you know what? Recent studies in the last 10, 15, 20 years have shown that it was not unusual for a Neanderthal to live in their 60s, 70s. They had no cavities, and I know you know Nathan Jones, the owner of the Clear Company, yes. Xylitol, and you know all about that. So the idea, what are some of the concepts of living in an earlier time in human history that has fallen to the wayside now that I grabbed, threw it back into the book, under the threshold of time, energy, and money, for the person who says self-help books don't work for me. And this is an interesting book where just slow down. You don't have to bust through the book. Sorry for being so verbose, but that's it.
No. I'm so thrilled you said that. And what I love about this book, is that it's not the all or nothing mentality that many books are telling you. You have to do it all, and you have to do it all today. Just the opposite. That's just the opposite of what you're saying. Yeah, if you could just incorporate a few of the care instructions, you know, as you go along, how fabulous would that be?
You just got onto it by saying one at a time. That's the part. That now you understand the healthy is we just need the nugget. We don't need the whole book. You just need the nugget. Get your ass moving. You know what I mean? The nugget. Just do one thing.
Yeah. So one of the things that you say is I think is so brilliant. And this is not something so hard for anyone out there listening to the show. Eat a vegetable today. Your choice. How many people are going days without eating a vegetable, Doc? It's crazy.
Yeah. Yes. And you know what? They don't even know they're missing it because they're acclimated to something else. So as I say in the book, too, I don't believe, now this is maybe new news to some people, I don't believe you can break a bad habit. I really don't. I know there are people out there in, you know, lecture land that tell us all these different ways to break habits. But in my experience working in our clinic for over 40 years, being on the radio in Chicago for 42, I have come in contact with enough people to know that, in my experience at least, you can't break a bad habit. So the best way that I've come up with what I do in my life and helping other people, as you do, even on your radio broadcast, and you know people love you too. You're not, you know, you haven't been on the air, Frankie, this long by a mistake. You know what I mean? There's a purpose-driven life that you have. And when we think about when we really think about what people really need and what they're really working for, you have to deal with bad habits. And the best way to deal with a bad habit based on this book, The Caveman Way, is to not break the bad habit, because you're invested in most of the bad habits you have. But what you can do is you can replace that bad habit. In other words, you can distract yourself and do something different. You know, if your friends are going up north to rob a bank and you stay home, you will never be arrested for being part of the gang that robbed the bank, right? If you're doing this, you can't be doing that. So the idea behind this whole thing is not struggling to break these bad habits. How many people have these bad habits they've been struggling with for decades and decades? And how's that going for you, doing the fight of trying to break? Yeah. You don't need to break, but if you replace, but through this book, it's about giving you something you can replace, giving you something you could use to superimpose over the bad habit. And by the way, you don't need a lot of time to do what we're talking about in these care instructions.
Is a potato chip a vegetable, or a french fry, or popcorn a vegetable? That's the question.
Yes, I hear you. I hear you.
The caveman way to get healthier. And I thought the ER was to avoid the ER, but I like healthier is better.
Healthier.
Yes, healthier. And when we come back, we will give you all of the 15. We'll start to. We'll attempt to. But the book is an absolute. I just love the way you wrote the book. Oh, we got to run. Give us the website. We'll be right back. What's the website?
Thecavemanway.net.
And I'm Frankie Boyer, and he's Dr. K. We'll be right back. Now on podcast, wherever you get your podcast, it's Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.
This is WCRN, Worcester. WCRN.
You're listening to The Frankie Boyer Show. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And let me tell you something. Right up at the top, we have with us today fellow talk show host out of Chicago, Dr. David Kolbaba. Dr. K, welcome back. Has written a new book. It's spectacular. I love this book. It's clever. It's delightful to read. It's easy peasy. Each chapter is like 10 minutes, if that. We love easy peasy. I don't know about you, but I don't want heavy lifting. I don't want heavy lifting when I read a book. I my life is too intense and crazy, as all of you can experience what your lives are like. So the caveman way to get healthier is now available. And what I love about this book is if you think back to the caveman way, you then get a sense of, oh, wait a minute. Maybe all I really need to do is change a few small things in my life right now.
Amen.
So the care instructions, and go ahead and give us what care instructions number one, and give us a few of them so we can start talking about them. And again, this is not to do all at once. This is not all or nothing. We get so sucked into that all or nothing mentality. There are many shades in life. I'm an artist. I paint. There are, if you knew how many shades of white there were, if you knew how many shades of gray there were, of every color has the potential to have many, many hues, not just one. So this is not to eat the meal all at once. This is to digest a little at a time. So it's not overwhelming. We don't need another overwhelming book. But this book is designed to give us little bites, little tastes of what life can be. So go ahead. Let it rip, Doc.
Yeah. Well, just picture healthier means that little snippet that you just said, and you build the snippet and build it onto another snippet, and before you know it, you're really getting somewhere significant. You know, in writing of the book too, Frankie, and I love the spirit that of your voice coming through the airwaves the way, because you give people encouragement. And I was thinking, for people that have been on chemotherapy, lost a lung, you know, or they're missing an organ, whatever, to be frank, those people will never be able to reach the highest height of health for whatever reason. If there's permanency, scar tissue, other medical procedures and such, ravaged by disease and maladies. So, again, I didn't want those people to be disqualified from reading a book like this, saying, well, I can never I could never get healthy. I could never have kids. You know, my hair is falling out.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm on all these medications. So I thought, if this book could be written with the inspiration for those people who are already compromised, that if all they did was able to ascend to one improvement in their life, that they could do it to the same perfection, they get dressed every day instead of going naked, we could start aligning these care instructions. Remember, this book written under the threshold of time, energy, money, so it doesn't require time. So there are 15 of them, and I could come up with a lot of them, a lot more than 15, but then nobody would have done them. So I said, well, let's take the 15 most foundational that are related to early man. And one relates to, remember, under the threshold of time, energy, money. I'll just list a couple of them. Three short walks per day is the title. The next one, 1 hour before bedtime, shut off whatever it is you need to shut off. The science has brought us the white screen. How to relax as they did last, let's say, few thousand years before we hit into the jag of science and technology. When to fall asleep and why it's important to fall asleep. You know, early man followed the circadian rhythm. They didn't know it was called circadian rhythm until we named it, but they were there following the cosmos, if you will. And then how to get to deep sleep and how to stay recumbent for that 7-8 hours. I know we're going to get into some details about liquids and why liquids are the anathema or the sabotage of eating foods that would cause you to chew your foods. When people are using the big gulp next to the mucky macaroni soft foods that we eat, because America's gone soft, you know, then we use the liquid to mush it up so we don't have to chew, and we wonder why we have such dental caries and bone reabsorption. So these are just some of the little bits that I'm calling the care instructions. The idea is that you would be able to apply one of these at a time and become perfect at it without using the word perfect, no more than you think getting dressed in the morning and not going naked in public. You don't call that perfect. You just call that appropriate dress for living in America in 2026, you know.
I love that. I absolutely love that. So I want to read the list. Let's do the list.
Okay.
It's important to chill before you go to bed. I love that. Relaxing book or doing something that really and truly gives you pleasure so that you're going to sleep without a lot of stress. And you want us to go to sleep without our phones near us.
Yes.
So that we can really sleep deeper.
Yes.
You want us to sleep for as long as we can, probably 7 to 8 hours. And then wake up and hydrate. And the hydration piece.
Go ahead.
I mean, we just had Kristen on Cofield, who does a hydration practice. And we've been talking about this on my show forever and ever. That there's a way to drink water to hydrate your body throughout the day so that you're not overwhelmed with drinking it all at once. And it's not good to drink it all at once. And all of that. So to be able to sip and to be able to drink your water throughout the day, clean, beautiful water, it's so important. It's really, because most of the time, doctor, don't you agree, we're not hungry, we're thirsty.
Absolutely true. And 90% of all the one and done heart attacks, Frankie, are found those people that die like my grandfather did, one and done heart attack, you drop and ain't nobody going to save you. Those one and done heart attacks, they said no less than 85%, 90% of those people are found to be dehydrated. And what does dehydration do to a muscle? Causes muscle spasm. What is a heart attack? It's a muscle spasm. So
muscle
something
spasm.
Is simple, just simple like that. Just like the way you listed everything, it seemed like somebody could say, okay, I know that. Okay, I know that one. Okay, I know to get to sleep. I know to put the phone down. I know I need to drink. And then they think they don't need to read the book. That's not the point. The idea is, are you doing those things now? And the person would say, well, no. And then here's a question I ask on the radio, a radio audience. See how your audience would answer this. I say, with as much or as little as you know about health, and healthiness. To what extent are you living out of what you know? I'm going to repeat that. To what extent, meaning with what you know about health, all that you know, the book reading and all the stuff you get on the internet and all that stuff, Google searching, to what extent are you living out of what you know? And if somebody like Steve told me, well, I'm living out maybe a four, and then, you know, I leaned into him, and here's what I said to him, Frankie, a patient in my office. He's a 4 out of 10 now. He's only living a 4 out of 10. He knows a 10, but he's only doing 4. I said, do you think you should buy yourself maybe a Peloton? And he leans in and goes, you think? I mean, people think they got to do something new they don't know that's going to change their life, when in reality, some of what we already do know, we could just reconstitute it and word it in a way that seems interesting to the side door of the brain, and allow for changes to occur that you've been waiting to change all these years. Think about it this way, too. With America drinking as much alcohol and as many other dehydrating beverages where water is no longer in first place, is it any wonder that somebody's thinking they're getting their water every time they have a beer? I mean, that's where Americans are so off track, thinking they're getting the hydration, when in reality they're getting a fair share of dehydration.
Yes, absolutely. You want us to avoid drinking liquids while dining. You want us to drink water before dining.
Well, here's why. Yes. Here's why. You can drink before a little bit. That's great. But what happens, your body's made, remember, back in the day, there was not a lot of food. The early man didn't have a lot of water even. So they didn't have it to abuse, no more than they had food to abuse as we do now. But at the same time, chewing to your food to liquid, everybody should be on what we call a liquid diet, because all food, no matter how dry or moist it is, how chewy it is, you know, everybody wants a soft this, soft that, everything else. You want to chew the food. We used to chew food, what, 25, 30 times before you swallow, because you didn't have water to flush it down with.
Who does that today?
So when you chew your food, well, you know what you're doing? You're pre-digesting your food. Digestion doesn't start in your intestines, your stomach. It starts in your mouth, as you know, Frankie. So the bit about not, you want water at the table in case you there's an emergency or something, or to clear your palate. But all in all, for us to eat our food, chew it to liquid, which causes us to chew, strengthens the bone and teeth. Then we chew to liquid, swallow. That's how you do it. And by the way, then you'll be thirsty during the day when you should be thirsty, as you suggested earlier, Frankie.
I love what you're saying. Park a little further away and walk a little more. How simple is that? Eat a vegetable. Just one vegetable in a day. Every day, eat a vegetable. 18-minute afternoon cat nap. Interesting. Mm-hmm. For me, I do a 20-minute meditation in the afternoon. I do TM, so I do it in the morning and in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And the last one I'm going to say from when we come back from break, but the book is called The Caveman Way to Get Healthier. And don't forget the part, because that's an important part of it. So it's not all or nothing. It's building up. And when we come back, it's thecavemanway.net. And Dr. K will be back with us our remaining moments. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Now on Podcast. Check us out. We'll be back in just a moment.
Now, the Frankie Boyer Show continues. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And so fun to interview Dr. K. And David, welcome back to Caveman Way to Get Healthier. And it's that that healthier. So the last tip that you give us, go ahead and tell us what it is.
Well, can I
15 care 15? Yes, go ahead.
Can I make a case for the average American who thinks they have a character flaw?
Yes.
Okay. Because most Americans think it's some kind of a character flaw, well, they can't get healthy, stay healthy, all that kind of stuff. Remember, long ago, early man, they were without food and water constantly, so their body got used to it. The environment was very hard to please, if you will. But if you think about it, in just, 120 years, science, technology changed our environment in our country and other industrialized countries, which means now we have a body, a caveman, a Neanderthal, who's the brain still has the Neanderthal. If you see it, you better eat it, because you may be going through a famine next week. And so when we look at a piece of food and then we eat it, then we look at it now as though I have no self-control, when it really is a primordial part of the brain that served mankind and allowed us to survive instead of go extinct. So if you think about it for real, start going on the upper side, the strong side of the human brain, and say, hey, we got a wonderful brain. This brain has kept us alive through the eons of not having sufficient amounts of food and water, and we got where we are today. Now, with overfeeding, when we'll do that some other day, we know what that's all about, too. But number 15 of all the 15 care instructions.
Oh, but I don't think I mentioned you want us to rest 12 hours to our digestion. So if we go to bed at 10 o'clock, we should have stopped eating by 7. So when we get up in the morning, if you like breakfast at 7, you've given your body the 12 hours it needs.
Yeah, and if you get to 15, that's even better. But with light and technology, we do some of our heaviest eating when we get home from work, which in the old days, it would have been when the sun's going down, we're going to get a warm place to sleep and try to get through the night and stay warm and not wake up dead the next day, you know. So right now, we're eating late at night, and we've got the screen on, you know, and then we get up in the morning, and then we say we're not hungry. I have flu-like symptoms, but I just have my little coffee stop at the whatever you might call it, and then I'm ravenously hungry somewhere around that 9, 10 o'clock, which is really our first meal, which then changes the circadian rhythm, that which means we're going to be craving food sometime around that 3, 4, and we're going to be craving food at 7 or 8 at night, and we start that cycle, and we start it every single day. So you're going to have to stop the train somewhere and say, wait a second, I need to stop this train somewhere. You just got to say, I got to change this. So how am I going to change it? Well, I know I should be hungry in the morning when I wake. When people say, but I'm not hungry in the morning. I actually have little flu-like symptoms. Last thing I want in the morning when I get up is food. That's because you ate at 10, 11 o'clock at night. It was 6 hours ago when your body should have been cleaning things up. You know, the brain, you've heard of the lymphatic system. Your brain has another system of cleanup called the glymphatic in that system. The glymphatic system that requires 7 hours recumbency for your brain to wash itself. You think about some of the cognitive declining diseases of today, Alzheimer's, Lewy bodies, all these conditions of cognitive decline. Gee, where did I put my keys? Why did I come in this room? These are people who are staying up and eating 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night. They're getting up because they've got to go to work at 6, 7. Flu-like symptoms in the morning, I'll just take my coffee. And that sets that whole thing, and it catapults them into shortened life, premature aging, and on and on we go. So
absolutely,
the way to break the habit, you got to...
And the telomeres, and we're not having glucans and polysaccharides, and it's a big story. Big story.
Yes. Now, if you eat at 10 at night, and you eat at 7 in the morning, you're going to feel pretty sick. So what you got to do somewhere in that, you either have to force feed yourself in the morning and not eat that night, or the night before, after 6, 7 o'clock, don't eat anything. So when you wake up in the morning, you would have broken that cycle, so that if you don't eat after 7 o'clock at night, I know it sounds a little weird in our society today, when you wake up 6, 7 o'clock that morning, you will have a voracious appetite. Now, of course, you have to have the right kind of food parked in the kitchen, not the ambush type food, so that you can start your day with a nice hefty amount of protein, so that your body can start the day more probably like it was meant to start.
Absolutely. I love that. Okay, so now you want to give us the last care?
The care instructions, the care instruction, what, I should know this. no, the last care instruction, and by the way, when you think about all of them and you say, well, what was the purpose of them, we need to be able to detach from what most people would say they never want to detach, because that's their interconnectedness, and that is all the ways that the social medias we're talking about the what I call the digital din, because it's all the connecting points that allow us to think that we're connecting electronically, but we're truly not connecting relationally. And you know what it's like, and I know I've heard the stat, and I know you talked about it on your show, Frankie. When people leave a social media outlet, Facebook, you name it, people move into some form of depression when they get off of that social media site. They just do, you and me, any, because everything you see there is wherever you want to be, on a beach somewhere, bright color and stuff like that. So for us to unplug with sufficiency, our body will start to track on other objects in the world, like trees and the sky and things that are more meaningful in conversations with people
that
are
sense,
actually
though.
In the same room with us.
It makes sense. And there's a woman anthropologist out of Israel, and I think her name is Dr. Lobel. And Dr. Lobel, she says even just looking at something green, just looking at it, changes the brain. And it changes it to a very positive, wonderful feeling. So I have a lot of green plants in my home, and I look at them all the time because they do. They give me a lot of pleasure.
Yep. And here's the neat
and
thing
one of them, and one of them has got an orange flower coming out of it, which blows me away. It's this houseplant that gets this every few months. I get this gorgeous orange flower that comes out of it, and it's just like, gosh, nature's so extraordinary.
Well, and then picture the parts of the brain that interpret parts of our life and the world. A digital watch, a digital clock, you actually have to read with a certain part of the brain that you don't use if you look at a face clock or an analog clock. Because when you see an analog clock with the old time, you know, big hand and the little hand, you're actually seeing the time. When you read a digital watch, you're having to read and transpose what you read. So even something as simple as wearing a watch or seeing a clock, one is better off in the analog, which was what? Early watch, early man.
Yeah.
It is not a sundial, but it's early watches, you know.
This has been so fabulous. That's very funny. This has been so fabulous and so fun. And the hour whipped by. You have to come back. There's so much more to this story. So much more. Four things that you want everybody to incorporate in their lives today. Just four things today.
Wow. Well, I tell you what, if we would just get real basic that we could do right now without the book, and then get yourself on the book and get yourself in the care instructions, I think all of us would be better off if we slowed down. Took our time, got our hydration or water in, and stayed recumbent. Lay in that bed, recumbent. I don't care if you sleep or not, just lay there. Those four things, I think, would be a good place to start.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much, Doctor. What a pleasure. And the book is now available wherever you get your books, The Caveman Way to Get Healthier, Dr. David Kolbaba. Dr. K., as always, such a pleasure having you on the show today. It really has been. And we have to do this again and just talk health, because you're so knowledgeable. We need your knowledge. The world needs your knowledge. Continue to do what you do, because you're making a huge difference in this world for all of us. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show.